It's Tuesday in the octave of Easter. Welcome to today's Paschal Cast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is St. Paul's Outside the Walls. In 2006, Vatican archaeologists confirmed the presence of a white marble sarcophagus beneath the altar of St. Paul's, perhaps containing the remains of the apostle. Two narrow sides of the sarcophagus have been made visible. In 2009, Pope Benedict announced that carbon-14 dating of bone fragments in the sarcophagus confirmed a date in the 1st or 2nd century. At that time, Pope Benedict said, "This seems to confirm the unanimous and uncontested tradition that they are the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul." With the bone fragments, archaeologists discovered grains of incense, pieces of purple linen with gold sequins and blue linen textiles. By his continuing love for us and by the gift of baptism, the risen Savior has made us participants already in the eternal kingdom of heaven. We can claim this gift and foster it with attention and devotion. We can, with the help of God's grace, help ourselves and others to the joy of heaven. We can, on the other hand, in full freedom, reject this gift and lose what Jesus won for us. Practically speaking, this means that, no matter what our challenges and pains and sorrows we have had in this earthly life, we and all our loved ones can rise to new life and be happy with the Lord forever. There will be no tears, no sorrow anymore. But to come to that happy home, our true home, we must persevere in this life with God's help and Holy Church to guide us. In a sermon for the Vigil of Easter, 1600 years ago, St. Leo the Great spoke about what we were to learn during Lent and Easter and then carry on in our daily lives. Leo said, "Let God's people then recognize that they are a new creation in Christ, and with all vigilance understand by whom they have been adopted and whom they have adopted. Let not the things which have been made new return to their ancient instability, and let not him who has put his hand to the plough forsake his work, but rather attend to that which he sows, than look back to that which he has left behind." These thoughts, dearly beloved, must be kept in mind not only for the Easter festival, but also for the sanctification of the whole of life. What has delighted the souls of the faithful by the experience of a short Lenten observance must pass into habit and remain, and if any fault creep in, may it be destroyed by speedy repentance.